It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, and go Bears.
Thank you, too, on this Layla Rahimi Wednesday on the Bernstein and Harris Show. Thanks to Mike Florio. Thanks to Trevor Sikkema. Thanks to Tim Jenkins for joining us today. Ray Diaz, Adam Studzinski, Brandon Fryer, Evan Thomas, Connor O'Donnell, all doing their things. And it has brought us now to this point where we welcome the afternoon show. They are Spiegel and Holmes, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Hey, what is up, y'all?
You know, we're just hanging out on a hump day. Getting us over the hump.
Look,
speaking of hump,
I've enjoyed this show quite a bit today. And as I was on my way to the coffee shop today, I'm hearing the term scrivener.
That's my favorite moment of the show.
Amazing.
So far.
Yep.
And I thought it was amazing because all of us, well, most of us, Dan clearly hasn't had it happen, but most of us have had a situation where your hoodie gets stolen. And I am like Marshall, when you said you had like 26 hoodies, and I was like, I think I have like 40.
Okay.
40 different hoodies.
Okay.
But sometimes they come up missing.
Yeah, and you have to really, you got to do an audit, even I would say monthly in the colder months, to make sure that you know where your hoodies are, especially like, let's say your top five hoodies. Got to know where your top five hoodies are at all times.
Doesn't that depend on how active your single life is? Or, you know, your sleeping life?
I mean, sure.
Yeah. Because, like, I don't have to look. They're in my house. You know what I mean? Like, they might be on my wife's side of the house. Or
But is there, does Steen, does she, has she taken one of yours and not given it back? Is it now hers?
Is it in her drawer now?
Like, not really.
You're going to look for it. It's no longer with your possessions.
We got a size discrepancy, which means that my stuff is just sleepwear.
Yeah, that's well, that women like to use your stuff as sleepwear.
Yes, they do.
Whether it's the hoodie.
But my woman doesn't leave my house with the stuff.
Old school is about the gym shorts. Like somebody's crashing. Yeah, you got some gym shorts?
Oh,
yeah.
That's one thing I lost.
So Scrivenier is incredible.
I thought about it, and when Dan said that, it brought me back to what was a wonderful time in my life and a piece of clothing that I wish I still had. My high school sweetheart was also my college sweetheart, and at the end of my senior year, she was a year younger. The end of my senior year, she wore my road jersey one morning. I've never gotten it back.
Oh,
no.
The it road is, jersey. The, it way is you, my, the way you framed that was beautiful.
It's literally my road baseball jersey. Oh,
that's a crime.
It is.
You
it
were
is
on
my,
the road.
That's
in your defense,
okay.
You were on the road.
That is not okay.
It is my favorite jersey that I've ever worn.
He's not playing a home game.
Did
Layla.
You try to get it back?
I think like a couple of years later, because I thought like I had packed this up. Mm. Like, you know, you move out, your senior year's over, you move out. And I'm like, I'm like, man, I thought I packed this up and I figured it was in like a box or something.
We didn't get to keep our jerseys.
So
he did. And what, she did.
A much more recent story. A girl that I dated for some time. Lawrence has met this young lady. I think Layla has met this young lady as well.
I have.
I left at her house. Mm. One of my favorite hats. It's a UAH hockey hat. It's vintage. They don't make them anymore because UAH no longer is a hockey team.
AH.
University of Alabama, Huntsville.
Thank you.
Division I hockey team, south of the Mason-Dixon line. First one that ever existed. Wow. Shout out to Tennessee State, by the way. But so this hat has meaning to me, but we're no longer together.
Maybe it had meaning to her, baby.
And I forfeit. I know I'm not getting the hat back.
Remember that night I hooked up with a guy with a UAH hockey hat?
No. This is a girl I dated, though. It's different. This is not a temporary situation.
Yeah, and me and the high school / college sweetheart, we still cool. She texted me the other day.
Yeah, get your jersey back.
You
think she got rid of it?
There's no way she still has it. None.
Now, see, that's what the whole story about a screw veneer, by the way, is the fact that it can exchange hands and then it can go to a completely different person by way of a hoodie. Hey, it's raining outside. I don't have
Layla.
A
would you care to weigh in on this? Have you collected a screw veneer
she's never had.
First of all, I had a divorce, so you know I don't know how you divide.
So
those
you took
assets.
Stuff. You took stuff, right?
Listen here, he has my coffee bean mug, and I'm still not happy about it.
So that's his screw veneer.
And frankly, you guys all shake your heads when you find out what I ended up leaving with. That was my own error. But I will say this, like I just. Don't really want clothing and artifacts that remind me of people I'm not with anymore. Like, what's the use?
That's all the reason to not take other people's stuff.
I don't have any other stuff.
Not you. I'm saying people in general and protect your stuff.
And some people, like with the very definition of the word conquest, feel like they have toppled a mountain. Listen, and they deserve something, a spoil from the top.
I was never a conquest kind of guy.
If they're into that.
I try to like, build relationships with people. I'm the antithesis of the Jeter bag, okay? Like that's where I am on the spectrum of, you know, Jeter bag to just, you know, I want to make sure you have some fresh coffee in the morning.
Well, there's another issue of things that you just loan people that don't necessarily have to be related to a sexual opportunity. It could just be like the old-fashioned neighbor with the lawnmower kind of thing.
That still happens?
Well, I think Connor McKnight still has my coffee grinder.
Yeah. Right, but that is a screw veneer.
Well, sure, of course. I'm just saying, theoretically, it doesn't have to be.
It was a long way to go to deny that was a screw veneer.
I was looking for it, because I was looking for it.
You guys had great chemistry.
And I'm just like, well, wait, where's my coffee? Oh, yeah, he let him borrow it, because he's such a coffee freak. He's like, my coffee grinder broke. What am I going to do? Like, what do you mean, what are you going to do?
Amazon exists. Yeah. Just get that thing later
here,
on today.
Take mine.
Mm-hmm, it's got that wait. Big White Sox money.
Or when my cousin took my Matchbox cars.
Oh, you went old school.
That feels like you got to fight somebody. Yes.
Apparently, yes.
Let me guess. It was one of the blacks.
Yes, it did. Yeah, it was. And then he insisted, and I knew it. I said, I can name you every little particular idiosyncrasy with each one of these cars, because they're mine and not yours. And I said, I'll go through, and I'll show you which ones are yours, but a lot of these are mine.
So there's like a Matchbox car scramble, and now you're having to separate?
I think they're still in his parents' basement. I think you're still there.
Get
I'll go
back.
Check. Yeah,
so
check.
In the Taylor Swift song, I Remember It All Too Well, that's the scarf that is a screw veneer, right?
That
Jake Gyllenhaal kept, I believe.
Jake Gyllenhaal. I love that there's like memoirs to these men of the past for her.
They know what they signed up for.
Wow, that was very Black Widow-y.
Jeez.
Nah, they
praying
know.
Mantis.
Like, okay. You better have the scouting report on that one. That's not exactly secret information.
You know what's crazy is we're to
John Mayer.
Travis should have some stuff under lock and key to be safe.
We're just to the point where Travis and Taylor, like, remember all the people were talking about the songs that she's going to write off of this man, and now we've kind of gotten past that point where this is a viable, healthy relationship.
Now it's the soundtrack of her life.
I don't know, here's the thing. I'm here all week. Poets department is you know, you're dealing with like a couple years behind, right? Isn't that the deal?
I would like to, and Marshall, I'm going to need you to back me up on this.
Okay, let's go.
Because I feel like the black community, we need to give an apology to Travis Kelce.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo. The Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What is the apology that we need to give to Travis Kelce?
Well, because, you know, he had been on the other side of the road for a long time. And then, you know, he came home and was like, oh, man, he ran and found, like, the whitest woman that he could find. And I saw an interview with his ex the other day, and I was like, you know what? I'm sorry. Because some of her interview that she did with Angel Reese.
Oh, yeah.
See?
I don't know. So Travis's choices are your fault or the community's fault?
No. What I'm saying is that the community was mad that he had been a friend of the community.
The community.
And gone that route.
And then went to the extreme the other way. And it was like...
the Kyle Korver All-Stars?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
And plenty of other NBA people that we could name. Some of them are executives. Anyway.
Wow.
Anyway, I watched that, Marshall, and I was like, yeah, he's still fam. Like, he still gets to hang out.
This is where I like to bring up, as always, when they try to, you know, stereotype all those things. Individual agency is still a thing, right?
It is. But I felt like
No, I'm sorry. You speak for the entire diaspora. That's just how it works.
Hey, Ray, were you able to find it? You got to find it, because the way that she talks in that interview, I was like, poor Travis.
I did come across that. Yeah,
okay.
Poor Travis.
I didn't watch the whole thing, but I know which clip you're talking about.
She was like, "Do I look like the type of person that goes 50% on the bills?" And Angel was like, "Wait, is that what I asked you? like, what is exactly?" Exactly.
Listen, so see, you're putting business in the street right now, Lawrence. That's one.
It's on the internet.
She put it out there with Angel Reese.
But you know how, like, let me tell you a story about...
Say I shouldn't invite people who are not family to this conversation.
What I'm saying is there's sports Twitter, there's like Chicago sports Twitter, there's subsections of like different types of Twitter, right? I worked with someone who followed me in Sacramento who tells me after a year of me working there, Marshall, I'm so glad that I followed you on Twitter. I didn't know about black Twitter, but now I feel like... because, you know, I tweet about a lot of different things back then, and people didn't know. They don't know. And you're airing this out right now. People don't know what's on Angel Reese's podcast and don't know much about Travis Kelce's ex, but now you're letting mainstream America in on this.
Look... if you're part of the community, Just go watch the snippet, and you too will forgive Travis Kelce for his transgression.
It won't be the people who are part of the community who will be watching this now, though. It'll be the people who are curious about what is this community is speaking of, and that's where it all goes downhill.
My point is that he had a type.
Yes.
And now he has gone so far away from yes. the type.
We can agree on
like,
that.
I was like, oh, that's too bad.
180 degrees away.
And then I saw the interview, and I was like, okay.
Maybe, or it's possible, like some of us who know when it comes time to get married, there's a certain thing we're looking for. So we spend whatever pre-marriage time we have.
The shiksa.
No.
Yes. Yes. Time and a place.
Dating the non-Jew.
That's not what this is. This is more like when you have an ex.
We're trying to find commonality here, Marshall. Listen,
follow me on this.
The commonality will get you guys in trouble.
When you have an ex, especially early in your dating life, when you find an ex, you're an adult and you're dating like wholeheartedly for the first time, and you date someone and that's your girlfriend, and then it doesn't work out for whatever reason. But there are certain things that will trigger you from that relationship. And when you meet the next woman, if there's something that she does that's too similar to that thing that triggered you, you're going to be like, I can't do that. That's a deal breaker for me. But the further away you get away from that bad relationship, the less it becomes that deal breaker. Right now, Travis Kelce looked at those deal breakers and ran to the opposite end of the spectrum.
I'm with you, Lawrence. And I understand why
I'm with you on everything you're saying. I just think this should have been an offline chat.
All right, I got you.
Hey, Dan, in regards to what you're saying, old school rom-com comfort food on Netflix is Nobody Wants This with Kristen Bell and Matthew Brody.
So I've heard about this.
Oh, he's a rabbi,
He's a rabbi, yeah. And she is not. Yeah. And it's delightful.
Okay.
It's actually very well written and adorable.
And they lean into that? That's the bit? Okay.
Yes. If I may take us back to a scrivener, linguistically speaking, as I want to do, it's a portmanteau. So it's funny as soon as we understand it's the two words put together. It's like spork or brunch or smog. Like there's a delightful familiarity that immediately makes you
go, is immediate. As soon as you hear it, you don't have to think about it.
So like it's tributosaurus is a portmanteau. Yes. It's like there is a thing that like it adds an extra layer of immediacy.
I just thought everybody knew what this term was, and I learned quickly that I was the only one in the room who knew what it was.
Phenomenal.
I was like, he's the sports director. Of course we're going to listen to Ryan Portmanteau.
It's Lewis Carroll, I believe,
yes.
is known for...
Slithy. Yes. Slithy. The man invented it.
Mm. See what happens when you're not in the room, Layla? See what happens?
It all goes
this
to
is
hell.
What happens, Layla. I this mean, is what happens when you're not what? In the room.
I can't speak linguistically.
You know what I said to Marshall? I was like, can't have those if you're not in a relationship. And then I pointed to my head.
Actually, you can very much have a scrivener if you're not in a relationship. That's where the majority of scriveners come from.
But what Layla's telling you is that she doesn't play that game. That when you're gone, you're gone. And she doesn't want any scriveners.
No, it's not. I don't know, man. I have enough clothes. I have enough stuff. You know, like... Be worthy of a memory. I don't need your shirt.
Wow. I too am a minimalist, but
It also seems to work in one direction, but not the other. Well, like
they're members of one direction.
Right. 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 Do you know how many times people have like stolen cool sports stuff I have?
No. Sure, it can work in the other direction.
Oh,
what am I going to steal a bra?
Again, that's an offline conversation.
Like,
yeah.
I get stuff.
How about a hair clip?
We get cool sports stuff, and like sometimes the hats don't fit me or whatever.
Speaks, I don't need a hair clip.
No.
But you know what I'm saying?
Neither one of us need hair clips.
That's why a scarf is the natural.
No, but like if there's a baseball cap that doesn't fit me or something, it goes missing. You know, I'm just like, that's messed up. Like, I earned that stuff.
Protect your stuff. You know, you see the little protect your heart around everywhere, like on sidewalks and stuff. No, just protect your stuff.
See what happens when the Bears have a bye week? Yeah, see what I'm saying? this is how we get here.
Yeah, but wait till Ruben's big enough that you're just like, oh, I'm out of clean socks.
He and Christine share stuff now. Yeah. They are of a similar size. We got a lot of good stuff today on the show. We got a lot of football conversation. We're going to talk about Cole Kmet as the special team player of the week.
That's
crazy. With every single guest we have.
Slap in the face of long snappers everywhere.
Well, we're glad that you brought that up because that's one of the questions that we're going to ask a couple people on the show today.
Yeah, Patrick Manley will get asked that.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Mark Grody will be asked about that. And Lawrence's friend Joshua Perry, very much looking forward to talking to him for my first time.
He's great.
That's awesome. And so that's a former special teamer in the NFL, as well as captain of the last time Ohio State won the national championship.
Yep. So we're going to do that. We're going to have some fun today. There's some baseball conversation on the show for sure.
There's a weird paradox of baseball fandom that's going on, I think, across the country right now.
And a brilliant piece of marketing that we need to discuss. So that's what we've got planned. See y'all.
Tanny's Open kicks us off in a minute on Spiegel and Holmes.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.